Author, which will be Senator Wiggins with SB 1016. One moment, Senator Wiggins.
Simidian?
Here.
Runner?
Here.
Anastad?
Here.
Corbett? Flores? Kuehl? Lowenthal?
Present. Rebecca, it was my girl. Not your chairs.
Thank you. A different matter altogether. Thank you very much. A quorum has been established, and we're going to take up Senator Wiggins, SB 1016. Senator, welcome to the committee. Please present.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Chairman, Simidian, and members, SB 1016 is the product of 2 years of consensus-based work with many interested stakeholders, legislative and administrative staff. SB 1016 remains true to its original intent, which is to assist the California Integrated Waste Management Board, which I had served on, and jurisdictions to further reduce waste disposal by placing greater emphasis on the hierarchy established under AB 939. The bill builds upon existing law to create a streamlined, more accurate, and timely reporting system, which will in turn allow for jurisdictions to focus on implementing diversion programs rather than number crunching.
And Senator Wiggins, let me, in the interest of time, say thank you for your presentation. We have a motion and support from the Vice Chair, Mr. Runner. Do you have any witnesses in support? If not, are there any witnesses in opposition? To my knowledge, there is no opposition on file to the bill. And then, unless you would like to close, I think I would call for a vote.
I ask for a vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Call the roll.
Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Anastad?
Aye.
Anastad, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Kuehl? Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Six, yes.
That measure has sufficient votes. We'll hold the roll open so that absent members may add on if they wish. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. We need Senator Kuehl, and if we could ask the sergeant to call Senator Kuehl so she can present her bill. And then on another matter, are we being televised or broadcast outside, do we know?
Yes.
We are. Good. Then I know we've had a number of questions, members, about Assemblymember Fuhr's Assembly Bill 1879. For those who are wondering, that bill will not be heard in this committee today. Let me say that again. Assembly Bill 1879 by Fuhr will not be heard in the committee today. The reason for that, before folks depart, is while we might have been able to accomplish that, given the difficult timing, I know the widespread interest, want to make sure people have time to take a look at the recent amendments, and for that reason did not think it was appropriate to push the bill to our agenda today. Thought it would be good if everybody had a chance to actually look at the amendments and have a more thoughtful conversation tomorrow or the next day. So maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, but it definitely won't be today. All right, thank you all very much. And that that means that it's time to hear from Senator Kuehl, who has arrived both literally and figuratively. You have arrived, ma'am, so.
Mr. Chairman, I was told I arrived a great many years ago. Thank you so much. This bill is an amendment of the judicial review procedures in CEQA, simply to clarify that recipients of a project approval identified by the lead agency as a real party in interest must be named by any plaintiff in an appeal of the lead agency's decision. Under the current CEQA process, recipients of approval are considered indispensable parties, and they must be notified of a CEQA lawsuit within 30 days of project approval. Unfortunately, in many cases, the people bringing the CEQA lawsuit don't know exactly who the parties are, but if any recipients aren't included in the lawsuit, the case can be thrown out simply because one person wasn't named, which is what occurred in County of Imperial versus Superior Court. There are two main consequences of that flaw in practice. First, the current system results in a kind of a loophole where, from my point of view, important CEQA cases are dismissed over a minute technicality. But the second consequence of it is that practitioners often overname and serve parties who might or might not be indispensable to ensure, just to ensure they haven't missed anybody. And that means a number of people get served that actually shouldn't even be pulled into the case. So they're suing everybody under the sun, just so no person is left behind, as it were. And so it's extremely burdensome, not only to petitioners, but everyone who's pulled into the case who don't need to be. Amendments were taken in the Assembly to remove opposition. By ensuring that plaintiffs are held accountable in CEQA cases, by clarifying that failure to serve the listed approval recipients as required by the bill is also grounds for dismissal. So once they tell you who they are, you have to serve those parties. An amendment was also taken to address Department of Water Resources concerns, ensuring that the bill would not be applied retroactively. So I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Do you have witnesses in support? You do. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. Tina Andelino of the Planning and Conservation League. We're strongly in support of this bill for all the reasons that the Senator has outlined, and we're here to answer questions if there are any. Thank you.
Are there any other witnesses in support?
Has there been a motion, Mr. Chair?
Not yet.
So
motion by Ms. Corbett. Are there any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition?
The Department of Water Resources is still in opposition, even though we took the amendment they wanted us to take. What they indicated to me was that their process was longer than they could make it through to remove opposition. But theoretically, we've met their opposition, and BIA did remove their opposition.
Thank you, and thank you for your efforts to address DWR's concerns. We have a motion. Are there any other comments or questions? If not, please call the roll.
Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Anastad?
No.
Anastad, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. That's 5 yes, 2 no.
Thank you very much. And before everybody leaves, if we could ask the clerk to call the absent members on the previous measure, which is 1016, Senator Wiggins. Call the absent members.
Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. That's 7 yes.
7 ayes. That bill is out. Thank you. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.